Welcome to the Oscar Show, a weekly program focusing on scholarship, creativity, and research, produced by WTJU and the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Virginia. I'm Jacob Cannon. In last week's show, we explored the research of Dr. William Petrie, Chief of the UVA Division of Infectious Diseases and International Health, and his study of a voracious parasite that is said to kill nearly 100,000 people each year. In today's show, adapted from an article published this month on the Oscar website written by Andrea Arco, Marketing Director for the School of Engineering and Applied Science, we observe the research of Adrian Felt, a fourth-year computer science major in the School of Engineering and Applied Science, concerning privacy issues surrounding social networking platforms such as Facebook. Facebook, the social networking platform that has redefined communications, has millions of users. And according to University of Virginia computer science major Adrian Felt, all of these users should be concerned about security. Felt, a fourth-year student in the School of Engineering and Applied Science at UVA, leads a research project on privacy issues surrounding social networking platforms and is investigating the information sharing that occurs when users download a Facebook application, a program that allows the user to interact with other users in interesting ways, from sharing music to playing games. Although these applications add variety to a Facebook user's profile page, they also increase the user's vulnerability. Here's how. Anyone with an account on Facebook can create an application. Although this application appears as if it is part of Facebook's platform, it is actually running on an application developer server. When a user installs an application, that application's developer is given the ability to see everything the user can see: name, address, friends profiles, photos, etc. An experienced Facebook application developer, Felt said, "The Facebook privacy policy always seemed unsatisfactory to me. It was this unsettling feeling that led her to investigate Facebook's vulnerabilities." Working with David Evans, an associate professor in UVA's Department of Computer Science and fourth-year physics major Andrew Spizik, Felt examined the 150 most popular Facebook applications. She discovered that 8.7% of these applications needed no personal information to run, while 82% needed only the user's public information, name, network, list of friends. Still, 9.3% require a user's private information in order to function. Felt said, "Since all applications receive access to private information, this means 90.7% of Facebook's most popular applications unnecessarily have access to private data." Felt said, "There are currently no restrictions on what applications and their developers can do with user data. And though the Facebook terms of use warn developers not to abuse the data they have access to, Facebook cannot enforce this rule. In fact, when a user installs an application, the user's computer communicates with the Facebook servers, and the Facebook servers then communicate with the application developer's servers. Once users' private data leave the Facebook servers, the company has no way of knowing what happens to it." Evans said, "An application developer could easily acquire personal information from millions of users. There is a risk it could be used to launch targeted phishing attacks, exploited by identity thieves, or sold to marketing companies." Felt's goal is to make users more aware of how their private information is being used, and to close this privacy loophole. Felt has developed and refined a privacy-by-proxy system and is building a prototype implementation, a way for Facebook to hide the user's private information while still maintaining the application's functionalities. Under Felt's system, at the point at which the Facebook server is communicating with the application developer server, the Facebook server would provide the outside server with a random sequence of letters instead of the user's name and other personal information. Felt said, "This is the first step. Hopefully the research findings and proposed solution will trigger more responsible privacy and information management policies from social networking sites and will better inform users." You've been listening to The Oscar Show. I'm Jacob Cannon. Join us next week when our topic will be a recent study by University of Virginia sociologist Elizabeth Gorman, whose work came to the same conclusion: no matter how the data was sliced or certain variables controlled, women say they have to work harder than men. For more information about scholarship, creativity, and research, please visit www.oscar.virginia.edu. Did you miss a show? Then go to www.wtju.net and click on the Blogs and Pods button, or visit www.cvillepodcast.com. Questions about this program, please call WTJU at 434-924-0885 or email at wtju@virginia.edu.